Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to national statistics, many serious or life-threatening injuries that occur on the road are preventable. To talk about specific actions and routines that can help prevent serious injury on the road is Dr. Samir Fakhri, president of the American Trauma Society, professor of surgery, and a trauma surgeon at MUSC. Dr. Fakhri, for many years, you have been involved in trauma and surgical critical care research and also injury prevention. Can you tell us about the latest research regarding preventing serious injuries and death from road accidents?
The research shows that almost all serious injuries and deaths that occur on our roads are preventable because they're due to a decision that somebody made or an action that somebody took or did not take. We just need people to be aware of that and to do the things that are necessary to avoid being seriously hurt or injured.
What are the statistics like in South Carolina for serious injuries and death on the road?
Well, in South Carolina, the latest statistics from 2013 showed that about 840 people lost their lives on our roads. Many of these crashes occurred where there was only one vehicle involved, on a rural road, and at least half the time with alcohol involved, and frequently without a seatbelt. When you think about that, a single vehicle crash, no seatbelt, alcohol involved, on a rural road where there was no obstacle or no traffic intersection, that's what reminds us that these are preventable.
Let's talk about specific actions that we can take and also routines to help us prevent car crashes and serious injury on the road.
So driving a car should be looked upon as a very serious endeavor. And we should do the things that the manufacturers of the cars intended for us to do. For example, wearing one's seatbelt should be an automatic action immediately upon entering the vehicle and making every single person in the vehicle, who is your responsibility as the driver, wear their seatbelts. Driving safely, respecting speed limits. That sounds like some old-fashioned idea, but the truth is the faster you go, the less control you have of the car. Unfortunately, some of our younger drivers are most likely to do that. Finally, these days, it's hard to separate ourselves from our cell phones, and we're all guilty of that. There's no doubt, though, that distracted driving, whether it's because of a cell phone or something else, is an important contributor to car crashes, serious injuries, and even deaths. It's not really that hard to avoid using your phone for a few minutes or a short period of time. If someone needs to make a phone call or text, they should do the common sense, sensible thing and pull over to the side of the road where they're safe and everybody else on the road is safe.
Dr. Fakhri, as a trauma surgeon who treats patients with severe and life-threatening injuries, you see the impact from vehicle crashes in our state every day. What other information would you like to offer about preventing injuries on our roads?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we see way too many people who are seriously injured and who die as a result of car crashes and other injuries on our roads. And my plea to the public is to consider driving a very serious endeavor, to take great care to protect yourself and everybody else around you, and to practice common sense things like paying attention, not speeding, wearing your seatbelt, and above all, probably not drinking and driving. If we could do those things as a society, I think we would dramatically improve the outcomes of people driving and transportation risk. And I hope that people will take this as seriously as they would take anything else that's important in their lives.
Dr. Fakhri, thank you so much for providing this update about injury prevention on the roads of South Carolina.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.